We're beginning week four in our month, Transformation, Mastery in Transformation. So let's begin our meditation right now by taking a deep breath. And we remind ourselves that transformation is God's idea. It is incorporated and infused into every aspect of the entire universe right now. Every part of the universe is being pulled into ever greater forms of expression and experience through the pull of this universe. We call it evolution. We call it by many names. The Talmud says every blade of grass even feels it. Grow, grow. And that press to grow, to become, will cause a blade of grass to even break through the cement, seeking the light. So it is no wonder that within each one of us we feel this pull and this call to the moreness. For we are to bring it forth. It is the most natural and right part of living to bring forth you and to give us all the gift of the I Am that is you. That one is whose voice you hear to guide you and to beckon you, and whose voice we lose touch with when we stop paying attention. So we are reminded that while transformation is God's idea, we must bring ourselves to participate. And we do this more consciously by challenging the chart we use as part of our daily guidance mechanism. How do we guide ourselves through the day? Is life happening to me and I need to go fix the forms? Need to go change the people? Get my boss to be different? Bemoan the traffic and make it change? Try to get everything in my life arranged so that I can be happy or feel free? Or is there another way? Mastery and transformation comes from this other way. It is a dimension of power that is way beyond anything that most of us have lived our daily lives by. Mastery of transformation means that we really learn to live with and from this higher power. And we become more conscious of our access to that power as we challenge the chart that life is happening to me, and replace that chart with a much truer, more accurate charting of how the world works when we remind ourselves, oh, life is moving through me. Life is happening through me. And my point of power for transformation is not in my history or in my future, not in the things or circumstances of my life, not in other people. My power is not in other people or my checkbook. My point of power is within me. Not before or then, but here and now. Within me, here and now, is my point of power. And if I want things to be different, I must become different. And as I become different, things become different. My point of power is within me. I make a choice for the life I am choosing to live right now. I decide, willing to cut away from my experience and expression and practice anything unlike that life. I make a conscious choice. I set a destination. I know how to set my sails to guide by holding in mind Not that I'm in any way meant to know how. I'm only meant to know what. This is the life I am choosing to live now. And I remind myself that I have, by my nature, my true nature, not my personality, my nature. By my nature, as a son or daughter of God, I have all the capacity required to bring about the life that I am choosing, or something better even still. The chart, the choice, the capacity, and all that's required to amplify all of this now is the practice of cooperation that I bring into the operation of my daily life, the co-authoring, the co-piloting of the I that I thought I am, guided and infused by the I that I really am. And so I walk this day, setting my sails informed by the choice I've made for the life I'm choosing to live. And I walk this day as one who is already living that life. If I were the one who is already living that life of greater freedom, that life of greater empowerment, that life of authenticity and integrity and rightness, if I am living that life, how do I feel? How does one who is living that life feel? And I begin to resonate with that feeling tone. I begin to harmonize the frequency of my internal state with the experience of my desired state. That frequency creates a magnetic field in which all things must arrange themselves according to the patterning of that magnetic field and by the law of attraction, which operates perfectly throughout our entire universe. All things become new, for I am new. All things become new, for I am new. Chart, choice, capacity, cooperation. I cooperate with the process of bringing my local self in harmony with my universal self. My local practice, my daily practice of feeling, with my internal vision of possibility. And I live the life that I am imagining as if it were happening now. For there is only now, and there is only here. And the more I am able to anchor and sustain and live from this current feeling of a future reality, the quicker time collapses, the more sustainable the feeling becomes, the greater the field of possibility enters into the magnetic field that is pulled and infused by the frequency of my believing in my feelings. I can say the words, but unless my feelings align, when you pray believing, so it shall be done unto you. Believing has the frequency of clarity and the feeling tone that matches the vision now. We walk in the world as masters of transformation, laying claim to the ground of our reality in the here and now, this or something better, here and now. This or something better, here and now. Chart, choice, capacity, cooperation, mastery. In transformation, the energetic field from the point of power within, all things